Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Walt Bond. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump takes first base on ball four. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Serve moves to second. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to second. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is walked intentionally. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Win Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a line drive towards third. Williams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bond hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. When Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hawkins strikes out. 2 outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Daly pinch hits for Ned Garver. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keane. Daly reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Sitoris now pitching. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keane hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. Herzog hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harry Chee-T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-T is 0-for-2 in the game. Chee-T hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Phillips hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hawkins hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder pinch hits for John Sidoris. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Keene. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins spins and fires to second, and Snyder is picked off. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Marty Cutina now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Herzog, who is chasing the ball. Power reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power scores. It's 6-3, Indians. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cutina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 5 RBIs. Phillips strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Phillips out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing center field. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0-for-3 in the game. Chitty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. GT moves to second. Two outs. Hank Bauer pinch hits for Marty Kutina. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive towards short. Held reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.